News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Whatever about the price of electricity, one of the big worries has been jet fuel, both in terms of price and availability. We have seen Aer Lingus cutting flights, though they say it is for maintenance reasons. Lufthansa has cut flights, and there are reports that if things continue the way they are continuing, we could see a dearth of aviation fuel available across Europe. We're joined by Anita Mendarata, who is an aviation and tourism expert, to give us her analysis on where the EU stands in terms of aviation fuel availability. The suggestion that we could run out in 6 weeks, Anita, is there truth in that?
A very good morning, and thank you for having me with me. I beg your pardon.
Either works.
There is truth. However, I think importantly, this is about leveraging the understanding of the KPIs that are used when it comes to fuel. Jet fuel is something that is stored centrally and then distributed to the airlines and the airports just in time for their usage. So it's really about controlling where across the European Union are those stores and where can they therefore be controlled to be channeled to where they're most needed, especially hub airports that manage not only travel, but also cargo. And this is where the EU's plan to release of it yesterday is very important on how they look at monitoring, centralizing, and then channeling out according to need and priority where the jet fuel needs to go. But
so
it's definitely not ideal.
Is that to suggest, Anita, that in the central storage, there is sufficient available fuel in perpetuity? It's just a matter of distribution, or is that under threat?
A lot of it is stretching that fuel. So the hypothesis is 6 weeks. That's the anticipated amount that is there. But a lot of it depends on how that is stretched. And that's why the action of the airlines, which is a constant monitoring of the airlines already, is looking at their schedules to identify, with the precious resource of jet fuel, where are they able to make decisions to actually protect some of that fuel for more profitable routes. So pulling away on some of the flights that are to second and third tier cities, pulling away on some of the capacity. Do you necessarily need 8 flights a day from London to Dublin? Can you pull that back to 6 and just increase the capacity on the flights? So this is where the airlines are making very careful decisions, because they certainly do not want to lose customer loyalty, whether that's traveler or cargo. So they make these decisions with great pain, but they have to preserve the airline's ability to stay in the air.
But the implicit consequence of that then for the traveler is going to be increased airfares, significantly increased.
Without question. The European airlines are interesting in that they're actually able to hedge the pricing on jet fuel, which they've done, which is standard practice, and they've done further into the year. But there's a point at which that's actually going to run dry, pardon the pun. And so I think what we need to do is really look at it from the point of view of, if you are an airline, how are you thinking through the logic of where the flights are going to go? Where do you need to apply a fuel surcharge? Or where are there revenue opportunities through other charges? It could be seat selection. It could be extra baggage. We've seen in the States, Delta Airlines is now charging $200 for the third piece of luggage that you put into the hold. That's massive. And so it's really looking at how are the airlines calculating, again, the revenue potential for the aircraft, knowing that even before this crisis, before the doubling of jet fuel costs, jet fuel was already 30% of their operating costs. So they've always been very thin margins. This is now taking that thinness to a ground level.
Can you expand a little bit on the impact in the US? Because obviously the current administration have proven that they don't worry too much about how Europe feels about things, but they do worry about the US consumer and big US business. So what's being felt there?
Indeed. And it's an important point you mentioned, because raw crude ultimately needs to be refined into jet fuel. In the US, they do that within their own manufacturing system. So they're going to become increasingly protective of their jet fuel supplies, which they could have otherwise sold onto the international market, especially as prices are increasing because demand is increasing and nervousness is increasing. But equally, this is where American airlines are already starting to pull back on capacity. So United has cut back about 5% of its capacity, knowing this is what they need to do. I think really importantly, and I want to link to what Barry was just saying to you a moment ago, This is also about airlines choosing to retire early some of their less fuel-efficient aircraft. So all they're doing is putting those on the ground and saying, if I have a choice, I'll go to the more engineered for sustainable aviation aircraft. So whether it's the Boeing 737 MAX, the Airbus A320, but critically, and linking to Boeing, to Barry, is the comment about sustainable aviation fuel. There is the ability to produce it. We just need it at scale and we need it with speed. And that's where government funding comes in. And the beauty of sustainable aviation fuel is two things. A, it drops emissions by 80%, but B, it's plug and play. So many aircraft can already utilize sustainable aviation fuel.
Yeah, but those two characteristics that you describe, Anita, they are a lot easier to say than they are to deliver. Speed and scale have always been the problem with sustainable aviation fuel.
Exactly. And this is where Mother Nature is kicking in again and basically saying we need to prioritize this now, because this whole global concern is actually about energy independence. How do we get off of the dependence of energy coming in from specific nations and specific delivery regions? So that's where, again, sustainable aviation fuel has always been on the back burner. Net zero 2050 will happen. This is accelerating the need to happen, not only from the point of view of environmental responsibility, but now it's about simply keeping aircraft in the air, which again, critically, especially for an island nation like Ireland, is about cargo, not only travel and tourism.
Anita, thank you very much. Anita Mindarata, aviation and tourism expert there. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.